Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks to the end, what you listen to. If you got some, this here is just for yourself. Relax yourself and listen in, 'cause this is something that you don't wanna miss. Oh, thanks to the end, that's what you listen to. Yeah. If you got some, this here is just for you. Thanks to the end, now turn your dials up, it's Blog Talk Radio.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,
oh,
I was hoping that Q-Man would be with us. Like, he's leaving. Not ready. But this Wednesday night, it is 10:30. And if you are tuned in, you are listening to the, as Q-Man would say, the Greatest Neo Soul Show on the web, powered by XCL.com. I go by the name T Mitch, and Q-Man is in the building. He is just finding his way to his seat, and we are about to bring you 60 minutes of what he would call a Neo Soulgasm. Big shout out to everybody who is listening with us tonight. We have a great show in line for everybody, as you saw by the opening song. We are in Oscar mode. The Oscars were this past Sunday. It was the biggest Sunday in Hollywood. And for those that did not watch the Oscars, we will bring you a list of the winners and, by default, the losers from this past Sunday. I got to catch the last little bit of the Oscars. As a matter of fact, this actually was not the brainchild of the Q-Man or myself, but our other partner in crime who is on the line with me, Sister Sweet. Thought it would be a good idea to talk about the Oscars, and it was her idea to play the lovely music from the Selma soundtrack. Ain't that right, Sister Sweet?
Yeah. I didn't watch the Oscars either. I admit it. Right. I didn't watch the Oscars. You know what? I never do. My friends get on me about that because they're like, you're not in tune with pop culture. I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that.
I like the Oscars because I think it's the only award show that we have that is without bias. I feel like it's just the movie, and we're only judging the movie based on how these actors and actresses portrayed these roles. Now, do I think that from time to time, there are some issues with some of the winners and with some race-related issues like we had when Denzel and Holly won? Yes, but we are in a world where we're never going to get away from that. But I think at the end of the day, the bottom line when it comes down to it, it may be the only award show that we have that is strictly based on the actor's performance.
You know what? And I disagree with you, but I cannot disagree with you based upon the fact that I've actually seen any of those movies, because I never go to the movies. I didn't see any of those movies, right? I haven't even seen Selma. However, I did see some statistics about who the board or whatever they call it that are judging
the Academy.
Who gets
the Academy.
Them. And the Academy, you know what? And they're like, I might be like over exaggerating, it's probably like 90% white and like 99% men or something like that. So I cannot agree with you there. Because I don't think it's representative.
There's no bias.
What?
So you do believe that there's a bias because the Academy itself is 90% Caucasian and male?
I think so. I think, like I said, I cannot say that based upon what I've seen at the movies. However, just from seeing the statistics, I'm like, how can this group of people...
I'm here.
Hey.
Yeah, we knew you were here, man. You don't got to come yelling.
I'm here.
No need to scream. We already did the intro and everything. You know, I told everybody you were in the building. Just as we continue.
So you're talking about that show of yours that you watch?
I'll stop. I'm just going to say that the people that are actually giving out the awards and who are determining who gets the awards are not representative of the movie, I think. Or if they are representative of the movie, then they are not representative of real life. So that's all I got to say about that.
Q, you jumped in on a conversation where a comment I made, I said that I believe that the Academy Awards, the Oscars, might be the best award show of all the award shows because it may be the only one we have where the winners are strictly based on their performance.
Hmm.
Now, I do accept that the Academy itself And Sister Sweet, I do agree with you. The Academy itself is not a representation of the world that the majority of these movies come from or in our film. Then I do agree with that. But I can't think of any one instance that someone won an award that was not deserving of it. That they beat out someone who was more deserving but came from a different ethnic background or racial group.
Okay, I'll give you that. I don't know. Like I said, I don't go to the movies. So I really don't know.
And I feel like that's what
I don't go to the movies either.
An actor and an actress that we've never seen before in a movie that we haven't seen before. And that's what I love about it. Just because we haven't seen it does not discredit that actor or actress's performance. Like Slumdog Millionaire winning a few years back. None of us went to see that movie. Not a one of us represented the United States of America. See, but you saw that. That's funny. But that is a great movie. It didn't discredit the movie or the film, the fact that the majority of the people who go to movies did not see it. And that's the type of thing that would affect
the majority of the people that go to movies are the people that are voting.
Which is the point. Because we're basing this award on their performance, not what the box office brought in, not how many people went to go see it. Because we are not, we have proven that we don't know how to choose anything good.
But I just don't want a group of white men determining what they think are great movies. I just say it. You can like slam me or whatever, but I'm like, you know what?
But why? Outside of Tyler Perry Studios, a group of white people put out every movie we go see.
That's not true. That is not true because you know what? I know people in the movie industry. I know a lot of great movies. Of course, I can't remember them now, but I know that there are people out there doing good stuff because I read it on Facebook. But
no,
you know, like the people that posted it on Facebook are great people that are in the movie industry that are doing great work, and they never get recognized.
No comment.
Okay. I'm gonna send a shout out to this is my girl. I went to school with her. She's one of the few people I call friends. The Ring. I DVR'd it. I never watched Lifetime movies, but you know what? People loved it, whatever. It's not an Oscar, even able to be an Oscar nominee, but I'm just saying is there are a lot of great black people out there doing a lot of great movies, and I'm just not sure that they get the same scrutiny as far as being eligible for awards that these white men, because no white man is watching The Ring. No white man is watching that, you know? For an Emmy. No white man is watching that for an Emmy.
Well, I think I watched one Lifetime movie in my life.
So before we get into the movies any further, Q jumped in and made the comment that he made because I strongly believe that going forward, the Neo Soul Show, I know this is a music show, but this show needs to open. You see, I turned the instrumental off. I need everybody to hear me say this. The show needs to open with some type of Empire recap or Empire talk.
No.
That television show, and this is not a phrase I say often, for everybody that knows me, know I'm not big on cliche lingos and all that. Empire gives me life.
Oh, God, come on.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
I love Empire. Can I just say this? Is that I have two best friends, right? One of my best friends actually did the business affairs things for this show. She signed all of them to that show, so shout out to Kim.
I'm shouting out to anybody of all walks of life. If you and I have not spoken in years and you watch Empire, shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that is a part of the movement, not like you, man, who I don't know what he's fighting. I don't know what one man petition he's trying to get started. But I, for everybody that just watched that episode, I just want to say, down with Boo Boo Kitty.
Oh my God.
You know, like I said, I told other people. You know what? I've said to other people, I was like, you know what? I love a story. I used to love soap operas back in the day. I used to love soap operas. And this is a soap opera. It is a story. It is a story. And I don't care if you don't like the fact that it might not show us in the best light, but you know what? It is probably kind of true.
Quash, I need to know why you don't like the show. Let that be what we talk about today. Why are you not willing to give the show a shot?
I will never watch that show. One, because I know it's ghetto. Two, Terrence Howard is in it. That's two good enough reasons for me.
Okay. I will say this, because I did make a comment last week about agreeing about Terrence Howard, because Terrence Howard does have his moments where he does things that, you know, make me wish I would give it a different name. But his portrayal of two characters that he's ever played, the Dirty Pimp from Memphis, DJ, in Hustle and Flow, and this very somewhat similar version of Lucius Lyon. If that man in another life was not a rapper who sold drugs, I don't know what Terrence Howard was doing in another life.
And can I tell you, I don't know what the hell accent he was using in that movie, but you know what? I never heard anybody in Memphis talk like that, ever.
So, but it worked. It made us all think everybody in Memphis looked like that.
Exactly. That's the problem I got with Terrence Howard in that movie. But you know what? I like the movie.
But Q, this show, it's not like Scandal. It's not something where you're drawn into it because of some forbidden love type thing, or there's no Shonda White with the strong black woman who falls for that dopey, idiotic white
person.
A lot of strong black guys looking absolutely ridiculous. That's not there. And though I do agree with you that in some instances and pixels and perspectives, no, it is not the best portrayal of our people. But like Sister Sweet just said, it is probably the most realistic portrayal of our people on television today. They're not being buffoons for the sake of Sam Bowen and Conan just to get a viewer. There are a lot of, I said before, there are so many themes on that show that are so real to our community that I think that's why people are so drawn in. And they have emotionally invested in a different character. Everyone, I mean, you're emotionally invested in that one character. You watch the rest of it just so you can get back to that one character. For all of the single parents and the women out there that, you know, these strong black women, and they're looking for someone to follow, you know Taraji plays that character in every single thing she's ever been in. So those women tune in every week to see Cookie. And then you have those men that they got their little get-rich-quick schemes and stuff, and they want to get on. They look at Lucius Lyon that way. There are 1,000 young African-American males that probably want to come out the closet that won't and have emotionally invested in this Jamal character. And you and I know about 5 or 6 little 17-year-olds that think they can rap that really aren't that talented, and the more you say they aren't talented, the more they surprise you. And everybody has somebody in their life that they think is bipolar. There is a character for everyone to get emotionally invested in. Then you have the successful black guy that married the white girl. You got a little boy with daddy and mommy. You got a little boy with mommy issues that's dating a cougar. Everything that we talk about in our community is in this show. The one thing that we all talk about the show about that really rarely gets talked about on the show is the drug influence.
It's what?
I'm sorry, you said the drug influence?
Yeah, the drug influence. Everyone talks about it. The people that don't watch Empire normally say they don't watch it because they don't want to see another version of Hustle and Flow. They don't want to see Terrence Howard again, you know, peddling whatever he did on the streets to make something of himself, and Taraji being his down, you know, his ride or die chick. And but we all know that that's the backdrop to the entire show. It's never talked about.
But you know what? I do wonder. You mean you say the drug influence, and it probably is. I don't know. I mean, I don't hang out at recording studios, but I wonder if it's, I mean, I like the show. I love the show. However, I don't really want to say that, you know, every black person that has a successful record company got it because they had money from a drug trade. Because I know plenty of rich folks that they never done drugs in their lives.
But not doing drugs doesn't mean that you didn't get your label from drug money.
No, I'm saying they didn't get their label from drug money. They got their label from working at a legitimate business or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
We know there's never 100% of anything. Like we're talking about.
I just want to make sure that we don't talk about that because that's not true.
Yeah, we can all bet our ties that 90% of hip hop labels that came from drugs, they tell us that they were on the street selling whatever they were selling just to get studio time. They tell us that. We only have to guess. But all that said, the show is very, very powerful, and whether Q likes it or not, I'm starting every show with I'm making some comment about the episode that just went off. And the hashtag this week is this the type of song to make a man love a man. Period. I'm ending it with that. If you didn't watch the episode, you need to go watch the episode. That was just it for me. And
you know, and I had to tell a friend of mine, she's like, are you going to watch, you know, Empire? I'm like, no, I can't watch it right now because, you know what, I don't watch anything real time because I hate commercials. And then I gotta listen to the Neil Soul show. So when I hang out from here, I'm going to look at the show. Because this is our show.
Did you?
And I never watch anything. I rarely watch television, but I watched this, albeit 3 hours later.
Goodness. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those shows that it's going to be one of those shows that we're going to, in another 10 years, we're still going to be talking about it. Whether it's on the air or not, it's going to be one of those shows that we're going to be talking about.
Well, I hope not.
Boo Boo Kitty is, like, you know, going to be staying forever. Boo Boo Kitty.
I mean that, Q. Like, that, I mean that. Like, it's going to be one of those shows that, not like, kind of the way when Scandal first started, we thought Scandal was going to be one of those shows that took off like that, and then eventually it went left. Just like How to Get Away with Murder, eventually it's going to go left, and it's going to lose our interest and take a stupid angle. This is going to be one of those shows that we are going to talk about. And it's not like Black-ish and those other shows where we say that we need to tune in so we can show that we can have a primetime show so they give us more shows. I think this is that show that we're going to be proud to say was on air. And it changed things.
Proud to say it's on air. Boy.
I'm going to say this before I get off the air and let you guys do what you do so well without me. I just want to say that this show, Empire, has gained viewership every single week since it's been on. People are watching it more and more every single week. And with that being said, I'm going to let you guys do what you do. Thanks for letting me on.
All right, this is great. No problem. Go ahead, man. Say something before we move on.
I don't even know what to say to that. I'm, you know, I have no comments.
I feel like you can't deny, like Jay-Z said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And there aren't too many television shows, like Sister Sweet said, 8 episodes in every single week. It grew.
God.
There's something to be said about that. It's a great story being told. You know, big shout out to Lee Daniels for, you know, executive producing and everyone that's on that staff. And yes, I do say I think that it's a show to be proud of, again, because I'm the first person to say to you, I won't watch something because I feel those characters are sandbone. I feel those characters are crazy.
Right.
I feel they're shucking and jockeying. I'm the first to say that. And the fact that this show uses actual artists, so these people who are rapping, these people who are singing, they are actual real artists who are trying to make it in music, and they're acting on a show. These are not people that are just doing something and portraying some character. They're really telling, it's almost as if they're telling their own story by acting as a different character. There's just dynamics of this show that I really get to show you a side of our people that we rarely get to see in television, because when we do get roles in television, we're not playing a role, but we're playing a different role to get a certain viewer, to make a certain point so that we can get more shows. And I feel like this show is not doing that. This show is just trying to tell a story that needs to be told.
Fascinating.
And you may have to actually watch an episode so you can be able to disagree with me, because it's really hard for you to disagree with me and say, no, I won't watch it. And you've never watched the show. You don't even have that in the base what you're not watching it on.
Terrence Howard is in it.
Killing me, but you watched Iron Man.
And I hated that he was in it. And they made sure to replace him quick. He was the only one-and-done person
man
in that franchise.
So what's going on with you, man? How was your week, man?
Man, so, yeah, I mean, it is going okay, but, like, I just have so much going on, and I just tend to lose track of things. So, I found out, I got the information for the Black Book Fair Conference in Atlanta. And basically, it's an event where a large number of book clubs get together and they buy books from authors. So,
okay.
I'm like, oh, hey, I'm going to, you know, so I get set and I'm sending off my money for the table. And I'm like, wait a minute, let me check the date on this. And that's when I text you in the morning, remember?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And it was that Saturday.
Q-Man was trying to go sell books on a very, very important day in my
yeah
life.
So, my first thought
all you
was,
had to do was ask, man. You could sell books at the reception.
I would never do that. But my initial thought was, I'm not going to do that. But my initial thought was, okay, if I go on Saturday and take the 6 a.m. out on Sunday. But then I thought about it. I said, that's too much. I'm not doing that. Because anything could go wrong.
Work. Right. And then
yeah,
you don't want to see me angry.
No, don't get me wrong. The 6 o'clock is back by 8:30 in the morning. But what if the 6 o'clock, what if something happens?
I don't even want to have a conversation.
So that was my dilemma these last 24 hours. Not really a dilemma, but I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. Trying to deal with this cold. I started to get sick, but luckily I have the immune system of a small dingo, so I was able to fight it off.
Why do you always say that? You have the immune system of a dingo.
I do. So I'm able to fight the disease off, man, before it can really get me. You know, I felt a little bit of a sore throat and a little bit of a runny nose, and within a day, my incredible cell structure fought it off.
Well, everything is good on this end. Everything is good on this end. Shout out to everybody who sent their you know, text messages and your prayers in regards to my sister. My sister is doing amazingly well. Surgery went well. She is in recovery, and she is doing absolutely amazing. So,
yeah, that's good.
Family, thank you to everybody for their well wishes. And I had a really, really trying week, but a good week. So, shout out to everybody that makes a difference in my day and gives me a reason to smile. And I'm feeling a little sentimental, but you know, I'm in a good place. I'm in a good mood, and we're gonna continue to have a good show tonight.
That's good.
Well, tell me, Miss, did you get a chance to catch the Grammys, or what? Not Grammys, I'm sorry, the Oscars. And like, do you have an opinion on the Oscars?
You know, I watched a little bit of it, and I couldn't wait to ask your opinion. So, they got that guy hosting it. I forget his name.
Neil Patrick Harris. Or you can just call him Doogie Howser for those of us.
That's what I was going to call him. Yeah. So, the woman comes up who had a son that had committed suicide.
Right.
She comes up and gets an award.
Uh-huh.
Now, her dress was unique. In that it had large circular orbs all over it.
Oh, Lord.
She comes up to get the award for, and remember, it was because her son had committed suicide.
Correct.
As she walks away, Neil Patrick Harris says, "You gotta have a lot of balls to wear a dress like that." Now, I'm mad that I laughed. So, my question to you is, people were outraged that he said this. You know how people are, man. So they were flipping that he said this.
Mm-hmm.
So, was it unfair, distasteful, that he said this comment as the woman walked off?
No.
Okay.
No. Here's my take on why it isn't. And I don't think it wasn't. Neil Patrick Harris, since coming out, has been an advocate for the LGBT community. And in the LGBT community, they take fashion very, very serious. And a lot of their statements about fashion to us sound offensive and abrasive and rude. And in their community, it's a compliment. So where we hear it takes a lot of balls to wear an outfit like that, we think, oh my God, how did you say something like that? In the LGBT drag, all that on in their community, that's kind of a compliment. That no matter how the outfit looks, if you feel beautiful in that, then you wear that, you rock that, and that all that matters is how you look at it. It should be the way we look at it, but clearly it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have been forced to watch a lot of programming about the LGBT community in dresses, I know that. I've actually watched RuPaul's Drag Race, where he was a guest judge, and so I know for a fact that him making that comment was not to be rude, was not to be comical, but he actually meant what he said. It does take balls. It took balls to wear that.
Well, he got a lot of flack for that.
I guess you were saying, and deservedly so, but do you think he cares?
Probably not.
And I guarantee you, if Ellen can't host next year, they'll have him back.
You might have a point.
I liked him as a host. I felt like he kept the show moving, kind of like Ellen does. You tell the right amount of jokes and then you move on. I think he did that. He never lingered a little too long. I caught the last hour and a half of the Oscars, and I already said how I feel about the Oscars. I personally feel like it is the best representation of an award show we have in this country.
Period. Wow.
Even movies that are not from the United States, and actors and actresses that are not from the United States. Outside of the Screen Actors Guild, the Academy Awards are probably the most unbiased award show. And to anyone who says otherwise, that, you know, African Americans aren't greatly represented in the winners, I can give you an argument for the ones that have won, the ones that haven't won, and why they haven't won, and things of that nature. But everyone is based on their performance. It always is. It's not the Academy's fault if Denzel Washington wins an Academy Award because he played a criminal. It's not their fault. They didn't pick that role for him to play. And they didn't give it to him because he played a criminal. They gave it to him because he was masterful as a criminal. And it's not the Academy's fault that every time Will Smith has an amazing award, he loses to someone who just really did do a better job in the movie that they were in.
Wow.
It ain't the Academy Awards' fault that Eddie Murphy has done one character that was notable of being nominated. So you can't always blame the Academy. And this is not a shot at the suite in the conversation that we had. I've been having this conversation with people for years. It's not necessarily the Academy's fault for the movie and the role that they have to pick from. That's just my point when I say it's the most unbiased. They are only choosing from the roles that they are presented with in a given year. Unlike everything else where the music is put out, they can pick and choose, and you know, those different things can happen where you can get someone who may win because of an ethnicity, a race background, how much money they generated. There are so many different factors that go into winning. But this is mainly just the performance that you put forward in that year. Were you better than so-and-so? I do think that this year seems to be a little bit drier than other years because normally we have either a movie or an actor or actress of non-Caucasian descent that we feel is going to win a big award. So we watch it in big numbers, and we didn't really have that this year because Selma was underrepresented, but again, not my call. I did see Selma. I don't know about everyone else who saw the movie. I did see Selma, and a lot of people will probably be upset with me for what I'm about to say, but I didn't see a movie that was worthy of an Academy Award nomination. I saw a good movie, but I didn't see a movie that was worthy of an Academy Award nomination.
Wow.
It's my opinion. Does not mean that the movie was any less powerful. Doesn't mean that the guy whose name I can't pronounce who played Martin Luther King didn't do a great job. I just don't
think
he did a
better
job. Yes, I did, from beginning to end.
Wow.
And I can tell you again, like I said, folks may be upset with my comment because of my descent and my ethnicity. I think I'm almost obligated to feel that Selma was a better movie than any other movie that was put out because of what it's about, and then in common, and John Legend did this amazing song, which did win an Academy Award. I'm supposed to just say that this is a great movie. It should have been nominated. It should have had 15,000 nominations, and everybody who was in the movie should have won. And that's just not my opinion.
Wow.
The young man that won Best Leading Actor that played Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything did a phenomenal job and was deserving of that award. And everyone else was nominated and won awards. Like, again, just because we don't see the movie, but we feel the movie wasn't made for us, I don't think that should be a knock to the actresses, the actors, the people who put that film out.
What?
And you being real quiet, did you see something?
No, I didn't see it.
Is there a particular reason that you did not see something?
I don't go to the movies. I wait till I can see them at
home. I'm hearing that reason. So you do know
I'm not much of a
different hats and things.
You know, I don't like going out to the movies. I haven't been to the movies in a long time. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really want to see something. I get it. But most of the time, I just wait till it comes out and I can see it at home. My homebody.
So then, first off, what is your opinion of the Oscars or the Academy Awards? How do you feel about the show and of itself? I mean, as a whole, not just this year, but as a whole.
I don't care for it because I feel that instead of an Academy picking winners, I think that the normal everyday Joe that goes to see these movies should be picking winners. And I never quite understood what qualifies the members of the Academy to say what the best movies were. When you have people that are movie heads that go to the movies weekly or bi-weekly and can tell you the ins and outs of every movie, but yet they don't get a vote because they're not in the Academy. So, I think they're biased.
Since we want to jump back in, I must have said something that struck a nerve.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? Halle Berry, she received that Academy Award. God bless her. But I have a problem with the fact that the Academy was full of white men. And I didn't think that was her best work. She should have gotten an Academy Award for, or not. Maybe she never should have gotten an Academy Award. However, I'm like, I have a problem with the fact that she got an Academy Award because of the character that she played in that movie.
So my question to you, Sister Sweet, would be, if the Academy was 90% African American men, would they still not have picked her for playing that role in that movie?
Probably not, because they did not want to see a white man screwing her in a movie.
That was a lot harder than screwing.
So I'm like, you know what? Probably not. And I just never understood. I have just never understood why she received that Academy Award. You know, I'm
like
glad
Jack
she did, God bless her, whatever, but you know what? I just never understood why she received that Academy Award. And that's why I think that, you know, having an Academy that's full of white old men, you know, is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
All I can say about that.
If you guys could nominate an African-American to be on the Academy, outside of Sidney Poitier, who would you nominate?
I would nominate, what's his name? I don't go to movies. What's his name? Denzel Washington. I would nominate.
To be on the Academy, you would nominate Denzel Washington.
I would nominate Denzel Washington. I would nominate Forrest Whitaker. I would nominate somebody else. I don't go to the movies that often, but you know what? Back then, I used to go to the movies, and I was like, really? For that performance?
I could see Forrest.
Okay, Forrest Whitaker, Q agrees with. So again, so outside of Poitier, we're all unanimous on that. He's a unanimous person that we would say should be on should be a part of the Academy. Forrest Whitaker, I can kind of agree with that. Denzel, I don't.
I love Denzel. But you know what? Like I said, I'm not a movie goer, so I'm not the person to tell you who to be on the board. But I do know, even if I'm not on the Academy, there should be more people of color.
Sam Jackson.
Okay. He's been in so many movies that I guess I can, and crossover films, I guess I could see Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
I would say Robert Townsend.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, maybe Harry Belafonte. Like, if you want,
I was
going to
say him.
Academy.
But you know what? Okay, let's go backwards. Okay. What is the Academy? The Academy is not made up of award-winning or superstars or any of that. They're just people.
Right.
I don't know what the Academy is made up of. I really don't. It might be like the Grammys are made up of, or people that pay their dues and some other stuff, and they get to vote. But when people that get to vote for the Oscars are 90% white, I got a problem with that. Even if you don't have an award-winning movie, or if you're not an Oscar-winning person, it should not be 90% white. Because let me tell you, can you name, okay, if you had 100 people to name, can you name 100 people that you think should be on the Oscar nominating committee? Karen.
100? Could I name 100 of them?
90. If I could name
90 people that I should think, that I think should be a part of the Academy, if it's 100, could I name 90 if I didn't have a time period? Yes. Even sadder than that, of those 90, 90% of them would be white.
Okay, let's go back. All right. Are the movies that get played and whatever. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I love old movies. You know what I'm saying? I love old movies. I love old movies, and 100% of them are all white. I love movies from the 40s. I love those movies, right? And I never see a black person in them unless you're a maid or something. But I love their movies. But you know what? It's 2015? You know what? At this point, are there really only, like, 0.5% of people that have influence in Hollywood that can be on the Academy? And if that's the case, then that's a problem.
Well, no, I looked it up, and it says that the Academy Awards is made up of almost 6,000 motion picture professionals. And it says that the current president of the Academy is an African American woman. So despite the fact that it's 90%,
Shonda Rhimes is the mom. I didn't get no problem with that. Shonda Rhimes is the mom. I wish I was Shonda Rhimes.
And see, here we go. And that's my thing. So Guash doesn't like Shonda Rhimes because of the character that she puts out on television. And I think that that's part of my thing with, even if there were more African Americans represented, it's never going to be equal. And it's not going to be equal because they're not African Americans in the movie industry, but it's not going to be equal because they're not putting out what needs to be put out for them to have the credentials.
But
the three of us couldn't name 5 people that we thought should be on the Academy.
But I was thinking about, when you asked me that question, I was thinking about people that had actually had movies out that we recognized or whatever. But you know what? There are plenty of movies that are put out that never get to the theaters and never, you know, get the recognition that they deserve. But some of those people that have white backers get to the Academy and they get voted on. You know what I'm saying? But do we have that kind of power in Hollywood now? I don't know. I don't think we do. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all about power. It's all about power. And
so does
we
it
don't
take
have
away
power
from
in Hollywood
African
that we should have based upon the
so does it take away
a lot of.
Does it take away from any of the African Americans that have won Academy Awards? You look outside of Denzel Washington and Halle Berry. For the others that have won awards, does it take away from them the fact that they won, that a 90% Caucasian Academy chose them over other Caucasians? Was that just a power thing?
I think
thing?
It takes more than Halle Berry. That, I do not think that performance was worthy of an Academy Award. And I just hated that performance. I really agree. I really did. I did not think that was one of her best performances.
And you know
I don't
what?
Know what was her performance. You know, I can't at this moment because, you know, I'm older than all y'all. So I can't think of another performance that was. But you know what? I just did not think that she should have been. It just bothered me that I know what the Academy is made out of and that they chose the fact that she basically was screwed by this white man and had a black man that was on death row and got killed, and it wasn't even that great a performance, and she got an Academy Award for it. I really hate that. God bless Halle Berry, because I don't have an Academy Award. You're never going to get one.
And Q, you agree that was not one of her best performances that she should not have won?
Not at all. And I tell you what, I also thought that it was a disservice to Denzel because the role he won for, he was great. And you may disagree, but I think he was a much better Malcolm X than he was the bad guy in Training Day. But
Definitely.
He didn't win an award for Malcolm X. He won his award for being the dirty cop in Training Day.
But I think what we keep missing is that the Academy Award is yearly. It's annual. So it's not taking into account your entire body of work. So it's not Halle Berry won for her portrayal of Monsters Ball, but probably shouldn't have because she was better in Losing Isaiah and wasn't nominated. Or that Denzel shouldn't have got it for playing Alonzo Harris in Training Day because he was a better Malcolm X. It just means that year, in that film, in that portrayal, no one was better.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, Karen.
And
I'm not disagreeing with that performance that year.
If you watch every other movie that she was nominated against.
No,
yes,
not every movie
her
she
portrayal
was in.
Was
I'm
better.
Saying every movie that year.
Every other movie was better than her? No. I think she was deserving of the award. And I'm not proud of the role that she played. I'm not. I was the first person to say that. Q and I had the conversation when she won the award. I wasn't proud of it. But I actually had seen every other movie for every other leading actress that was nominated against her. And she did out-act them. Whether we like the role she played or not, and know it was not the best she'd ever played, she didn't do a horrible job. She did well in the role. She out-acted in her role everybody else that was nominated against her. It's no different than the few people. And there are a pocket of people out there that believe that Jamie Foxx shouldn't have won an Academy Award for his portrayal of Ray because he wasn't really acting. He was just singing. There are people that believe that. I'm not one of them, but there are people that believe that. But was he better as Ray than some of them other guys that he was nominated against? My opinion, no. But he won the award.
So why did he win the award?
You want my honest opinion? I think he won the award because there was a movement behind him. And had he not won the award, I think that we would riot it. We'd have destroyed the Academy that year. They're not stupid. They are still people. I think it's the same thing that happened with Octavia Spencer. Octavia Spencer was not even the star in her film. She wasn't even the best actor in her film and won an Academy Award. So again, it's not about the body of work. It is just about in that performance and that role you played, were you better than the other people that were nominated? And unfortunately that year, Denzel was a better crooked person than any damn body else was at being good. And Holly was better at that horrible role that she had. If anything, that should really just speak volumes to the kind of actress that she is. She took a crap role in a crap movie And if we ever talk about Monsters Ball, and in the annals of history, when they talk about Monsters Ball, they're going to talk about Halle Berry in that movie. She Sister Sweet didn't even, she didn't name Billy Ray. She didn't even say that it was Sean Combs that plays the husband that dies on death row. But we're talking about Halle Berry. And that's why she won the award. She took over the movie.
Crazy,
no matter how we
crazy
feel about it, she did it.
Wow.
Tell me about the movie. It's just because I just really hated that that's what she got. I think Halle Berry is a good actress. I'm not sure if she's a great actress, but you know what? I'm not an actress, so I can't call anybody good or bad. But I don't think she was a great actress in that movie. And actually, I don't even know. I probably knew back in the day what other movies were out there at the same time. I don't know today. I really don't. But at that time, I do remember thinking, wow, she won that award.
So we would have felt better had Holly and Denzel not won that year.
Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I don't remember what movies were out this year. And back then, I used to go to the movies. I don't go to the movies now. I don't know.
And after, and because we didn't have, so to try to bring it all back before we get out of here, without Selma being really represented this year, we kind of have to talk about old winners and losers because that movie was not greatly represented until, I think, Best Picture was probably, that and the song Glory itself were probably the only major nominations that the movie got. So before we go, how do y'all feel about that? That the movie itself just wasn't represented.
I feel bad because I don't go to the movies and I probably didn't support the movies that I should have. But even if I had gone to see the movies that I should have gone to see, they probably would not have ended up in the Academy's front page, whatever you call it.
Skill?
Yeah, I regret not seeing it, actually. And I will.
And I want to ask, and I want to ask Terry Tobin, who's in the chat room, what she thinks.
Yes, Terry, how do you feel about the movie not being greatly represented? Obviously, from a musical standpoint, we're all very, very glad that, you know, John Legend and Common won an Academy Award for Glory. Great, great produced song, and you know the movie is not forgotten for that reason. But I know I'm gonna catch flack for the comment that I made, you know, because I'm the only one that on the air currently that has seen the movie. I didn't see a movie that if I was on the Academy I would have voted.
FYI, just an FYI. In 1993, Malcolm X, played by Denzel Washington, did not win. The winner actually was Al Pacino for Scent of a Woman. Just for an FYI there.
Now,
I really love that movie, by the way.
Okay, right. So it's like, Quash, you make
your
point.
I saw both of them,
so yes,
but I wasn't really
that's
into
a better
it,
portrayal. I think sometimes we do have to look at the other movie that they were nominated against and the other actors. I mean, and maybe it's because we're not on the Academy and we're not Hollywood, you know, professionals like Sister Sweet said. We don't know what the criteria is that they use. We don't know what they go by. Like, I don't know. I didn't see Scent of a Woman.
Me neither.
But we could argue the same point and say, well, who was better than Will Smith when he played Ali? And he didn't win.
That's true.
You know, we could really sit and we could go a while and talk about the people who didn't win. But it seemed like every time they didn't win, they were going up against another well-deserving actor.
Mm-hmm. T. Mitch, we're out of time.
We are, man. I wish we had more time to talk about this because I know I'm going to catch it. I'm going to catch it on Facebook and text message for the comments that I made. But at least I'm somewhat. Like, I speak my mind. I speak my truth. I'm just not a bandwagon African-American. I'm sick of all of you there. Oh, my God. It was a great movie about Martin Luther King. And 90% of you didn't even know there was a March on Selma. So before you come at me with an offense.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's so true. But you know what? I am so glad. You know what? I hate that I kind of busted it in y'all's show because, you know, I really didn't mean to. However, I'm glad I did because I enjoy talking to you guys.
I'm just saying. Mm. Hey, Q, get us out of here before I say something else that gets me in trouble.
T. Mitch picks another fight, and that's going to be that last comment. Just put it over the top. But at least he's honest. But T. Mitch is just sweet. Yeah, we'll be back next week when we will try to do better. And hey, like he said, some of y'all didn't even know there was a March on Selma. Oh, that's classic. All right. For the rest of the X3L family, we will see you soon. We are out of here.
Good night, everybody.